Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a fine guest. He's a friend of mine. He is an attorney by trade. He is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Mark Thompson. Mark, welcome back.
Good afternoon. How are you today on this day of remembrance?
I'm a little fired up, Mark. I am frustrated because I listened to right-wing talk radio this morning. I listened to Tucker Carlson last night. And not only are they minimizing what happened on January 6th, they're saying, Mark, because there are no charges of insurrection, well, you can't call it an insurrection. And what happened, you know, despite the fact they're trying to overturn the outcome of a lawful election, well, to hear them analogize this, Mark, this is just like Black Lives Matter protest. I got to tell you, I got a little fired up.
For good reasons. You know, we're here today 1 year after the first time the Confederate flag flew in our Capitol. We lost millions and millions of lives to create a union, a new kind of democracy. And to say that there wasn't an insurrection that day is to completely ignore and gloss over the impact. The Confederate flag has never flown in our Capitol. But on 1 year ago. And what we also have to remember today is that despite this insurrection, the death of servants, the people's servants, Congress stood up and did their constitutional duty and confirmed Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States because he won the vote. And he won the vote here in our state. And what is crucial, though, for your listeners, especially those in Wisconsin, citizens and voters like me, like you, is that this battle to take power is still going on. Robin Voss and company want to take over the nonpartisan election structure in our state. Robin Voss helped create the Elections Commission with Dean Knutson. And Robin Voss has doubled down saying that Dean Knutson, his fellow Republican, should go to prison for letting senior citizens vote safely in the middle of a pandemic. This power grab is ongoing in the state. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Mark, someone asked me, why can't you move on beyond January 6th? Because the coup is still going on, and it's being decentralized in the state of Wisconsin. You, as a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, you are under threat of felonious charge by a Racine County sheriff who's demonstrated he is nothing but a partisan. And Mark, he's not charging or alleging criminality against Bob Spindell, who's also a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, who just happened to perpetrate fraud. Claimed he was a duly elected Trump elector from the state of Wisconsin. Well, that never happened, Mark. So the guy that perpetrated fraud receives no attention from the Racine County Sheriff, but the other five, including two Republicans on this panel that you serve on, Mark, he would like to see all of you imprisoned. Well, the coup is still going on, Mark. They're trying to push good people like you out and take over the election structure, as you mentioned.
You know, we live our lives. People are very busy. We just came off the holidays. The Green Bay Packers just crushed the Vikings on a cold, cold, cold night, right? I had the privilege to be there with my 11-year-old grandson. We all assume that our election system, our structure, infrastructure is safe. And our job is to remind people and tell people that there is this absolute desire by Robin Voss and his cohorts, a small minority, but very, very powerful within the Republican Party, to take over the nonpartisan election structure for the 2022 elections. I mean, we have elections coming up in February and April for nonpartisan offices. They want to use this time to seize power. They want Megan Wolf, one of the best nonpartisan independent thinkers about elections, recognized nationally for being fair, accurate, secure, running secure elections, right? They want her to resign so they can appoint their person. You know, the Packer game is refereed by a guy in neutrals, right? He's wearing black and white stripes. We don't get a Green Bay Packer ump to ref our games. Robin Voss wants his party and his tiny group of party to design the rules and call the election. And that is not America. That's undemocratic. That's autocratic. We are not going to allow that to happen. And I don't believe the people of Wisconsin are going to put up with it once they really know what's going on.
Buddy, as you're freezing your ass off with your grandkid at Lambeau Field and you're seeing him run a sweep to the right and the left, gives a whole new meaning to the Green Bay Packers sweep. Apparently, that's what they called the coup, you know, the procedural coup that was being undertaken 1 year ago today. I got to find Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He's an attorney by trade. He is Mark Thompson. And Mark, you got a lot to say, my friend. And you approached me and you said, Crudy, how do I get a radio show? I said, well, a guy like you, man, all you got to do is ask. So, Mark, you told me you wanted to do a radio show. What are you calling it? When's it starting?
Well, with your blessing, we're starting Monday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Thank you. We're calling it the Paul Revere Show. It's called the Paul Revere Show, but you remember Paul Revere was a group of those dedicated American patriots that had organized secretly to protect this new idea of America and went out and told his world at that time that the British and the King was coming. We're calling it the Paul Revere Show because we need folks to realize that King Voss is coming. He is a bully. And if we don't all stand up like Americans stood up at the beginning, King Voss is going to own us all and going to own our institutions. And we cannot let that happen. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
He is Mark Thompson. He will be the host of the Paul Revere Show, 540 by AM, 92.7 and 101 by FM. Mark, well, what? Inaugural show Monday. Coming up Monday, 7 p.m. right here where you listen right now. Mark, really appreciate it. You had one final thought.
My, and surprise, Greta Neubauer, a young woman who will be taking over as the Democratic Party minority leader in the assembly, is going to be our first guest. And she's going to be talking about how she sees the future.
Mark Thompson, I appreciate you being a fine guest here on my show. Thank you also to U.S. Senatorial candidate Sarah Godlewski, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, Congressman Mark Pocan. Thank you, Mark Thompson, all the finest marks right here on Devil Radio. Look forward to your show on Monday.